You are listening to Modern Jazz Today. This is your host, Jeff Williams, thanking you for supporting the artists that are making the jazz of today.
You're tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with Jeff Williams and Carrie Gaffney. Up next is Reginald Sinji. He's got a new single out called The First Time. Then we'll check into Danette McMahon. Her album's called No More Excuses. And we'll check into Innocent Bystander. Let's dig in.
Thank you. down the street. Had no shoes on her feet. Was it by choice that her feet were bare? Did anyone at home know she wasn't there? It makes me wonder. Makes me wonder. Young boy with hunger in his eyes. Desperation can be so hard to hide. Was there food in his stomach or a mother's hand to hold? Has hopelessness finally taken its toll? It makes me wonder. I can't help but wonder. How can I turn my head and look the other way when the unspoken words can have so much to say? You're not an innocent bystander. Now the little girl's dancing with shoes on her feet. The young boy wears a smile 'cause he's had something to eat. Didn't take that much time to do what felt right. I sleep better knowing I wasn't just an innocent bystander. Woman cries, she's been battered and bruised. Ready to die, feels she's got nothing to lose. She hates to go home at the end of the day. Cruel words and a fist always get in the way. It makes me wonder. To himself, he sees his life like a book gathering dust on a shelf. People watch from a distance, they're afraid to come near. They can't tell that he's harmless, there's nothing to fear. Makes me wonder. I can't help but wonder. To say, do unto others kept pounding in my head. Then I heard a voice that clearly said, you're not an innocent bystander. Now the woman can rest, she has a safe place to live. The old man tells his story. Got so much to give. It didn't take that much time to do what felt right. I sleep better knowing. I wasn't just an innocent bystander. Wasn't such an innocent bystander. Wasn't such an innocent bystander.
Got it tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. Up next on the queue, Will Rainier from the album Traces. The track, Smoke and Mirrors. Thank you.
that time again when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Most pilots are trained to avoid extreme weather. But when a hurricane forms over the ocean, an elite crew of pilots, engineers, and meteorologists from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration flies right into the heart of the storm.
So what will probably seem like the bumpiest commercial flight you've ever been on for us may be just a normal day at the office.
John Zoislek is flight director at NOAA's Aircraft Operations Center, which leads the Hurricane Hunters. Starting several days before a hurricane makes landfall, the team runs carefully planned missions into the storm. They fly on rugged turboprop aircraft equipped with Doppler radar systems and other instruments that measure wind speed, humidity, air pressure, and more.
We're in the actual storm, the turbulence, the rainfall, the heavy winds and rain, to really get those really, really high-resolution measurements that we need to understand the storm.
The information they gather is then used to improve forecasts and identify vulnerable communities, so emergency managers can help the public prepare.
We fly for the public. We fly to save lives. We fly to protect property.
So as climate change causes more extreme weather, the hurricane hunters are collecting important data that can help keep people safe. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.